Hello and welcome to the Webisode and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. A Japanese court has denied a criminal the right to be forgotten. Facebook has reported a strong final quarter of 2016 and Snapchat gets set for its IPO. The Japanese Supreme Court has decided that a man's attempt for the right to be forgotten rule to be applied to online stories about him is to be denied. Whilst not named by the court, it was known that the man in question was fined ¥500,000 in 2013 for breaking child prostitution laws and demanded that Google remove online references to his criminal past because he was attempting to rebuild his life unhindered. However, the court has said that due to the seriousness of the crimes in question, the public had a right to know. The judge in the case quoted as saying the deletion can be demanded only when value of privacy protection clearly exceeds freedom of expression of search sites. Taj Meadows from Google Asia Pacific said that it had been agreed by the court that any decision to delete information from search results should prioritize the public's right to information. Facebook saw a strong end to 2016 with a 4% growth over Q4. In the 3 months from September to December, the company saw earnings of $8.8 billion. The report also showed that 84% of the company's ad revenue came from mobile and was worth $7.2 billion. The results from the last quarter mean that in 2016, Facebook made a total profit of $27.6 billion. A 51% annual increase over 2015. Most of this growth is due to rapid user growth in the Asia Pacific region, where daily users increased from 309 million to nearly 400 million through the year. That increase makes it Facebook's largest market, overtaking the rest of the world region for the first time and staying ahead of Europe and North America. David Werner, CFO of the social network, said that in December alone, 1.23 billion people used Facebook on an average day, up 189 million, or 18% compared to last year. Snapchat's parent company Snap is this week expected to publish its public stock offering paperwork. It'll be the first time the company has revealed how much its public valuation is, although it's been estimated that it's somewhere between $20 and $25 billion. It comes just as Snapchat has moved to increase its value to brands around the world. The company has recently launched its own advertising platform, which takes many of its cues from Facebook's model. Announced at the end of January, the picture messaging company has even taken many of its advertising partners from Facebook in an attempt to catch up to its larger rival. People in the digital advertising industry have commented that the only way Snapchat could get a lot of ad buyers is to have a similar technology. Brands will now be able to bid on ad inventory in a similar way to how it's currently done on Facebook. Research from Global Web Index has shown that 2016 saw a significant increase in the use of news apps, rising from 31 to 38% of internet users using the apps worldwide. This new data has been called a blessing for news publishers. According to M. Scott Havens at Bloomberg Media, the average app user views around 25 times more pages than mobile users. This reflects the data from a YouGov study that shows that more people than ever are clicking on news alerts on their smartphones, with Germany leading the way with 60% of users doing so. And finally, swiping left or right has now become an exciting way to find a partner for other primates. called Tinder for Orangutans, a project in the Netherlands that has lasted for 4 years. Allows a female orangutan named Samboja to select a partner in a similar fashion. A potential partner who Samboja has selected can be flown in from across the world, but the pair aren't always a match. Another problem is that the animals often destroy the devices, even though one was installed with a reinforced steel touchscreen. The project is set to continue until Samboja finds a match. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.